Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
The aftermath of the terrible accident in Baltimore that we began to find out about last night during the program. We understand now, of course, that the ship lost power. But, folks, it looks like at least six people, according to the most current reports, at least six people appeared to have lost their lives. They suspended the search for them, primarily due, of course, to the depth of the water, and they just searched and searched as much as they possibly could. They were not able to find some of these victims. It just is a terrible tragedy. And I just want to say, as we start the program this morning here on Wednesday morning, that our thoughts, our prayers, our support just goes out to everybody involved in this, affected by this. It is just another terrible tragedy. We have more information, of course, this morning as we go on air, and we'll tell you about that here in a moment. Of course, we want to welcome you to the program first. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition, folks. Glad to be with you this morning. Of course, our telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You're also welcome to head over to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. But once again, at least six people presumed dead after this terrible collapse of the bridge there in Baltimore. Again, dramatic video. And we began to see this yesterday morning on the program about halfway through or so, and we began to cover it. We spent pretty much the entire last hour of the program trying to get some breaking news as to what exactly had happened at the Francis Scott Key Bridge there in Baltimore. And, of course, at that time, there was a lot of speculation. How did this happen? Why did this happen? How did the ship actually hit this support pylon of the bridge seemingly dead on? Was it a navigational error? Was it intentional? These things all start running through your mind, of course, when we see something like this happen. But, of course, now we understand that the ship evidently lost power. There was a mayday that went out to at the very time, and I don't think we had access to that at that time last night, but there was a mayday that went out, and some of the authorities there were able to try to begin to stop people from going across the bridge. So that in and of itself was a major factor in limiting injury or loss of life in this terrible tragedy. But, of course, as I'm sure you may have seen this dramatic video, the ship plows into the support pylon, the support column. The rest of the bridge just literally falls apart, almost as if it was, and one news story described it, collapsing almost like a toy. And so, again, very dramatic. And, of course, now that we know a little bit more information as to exactly what happened, it does bring up so many other questions. Number one, can it be prevented? Can something like this be prevented in the future? According to one structural engineer and expert, that answer is yes. They do, or at least it can be minimized. In some cases, they install barriers or other, for lack of a better term, railings underneath the bridges themselves and their critical columns to try to divert any ship that would go out of control. That is another story. It's another aspect of this. But, of course, one of the other major aspects is, what was the condition of the bridge during that time? In other words, before it got hit, what was the condition of the bridge? And then also, at what time, and also, as I should say, how do you try to prevent something like this in the future? In other words, and other bridges as well, other infrastructure, can they be retrofitted or inspected? Can they be seen to have had enough structural integrity, restorations and so forth over time? This was a 50-year-old bridge, by the way, in order to try to minimize the kind of catastrophic thing that we saw happen. And of course, now we understand as well that Pete Buttigieg was there on scene. And of course, he is the Secretary of Transportation. And so to that degree, he was also asked, how concerned should we all be about other structures, other similar structures, other bridges, in light of this terrible accident? Let's listen in.
We've seen now several bridge collapses happen over the past couple of years. Obviously, this was a catastrophic event, but that bridge fell very quickly. How concerned should Americans be about the bridges that they're traversing every single day in this country?
This is a unique circumstance. I do not know of a bridge that has been constructed to withstand a direct impact from a vessel of this size. What I will say is anytime anything happens to any bridge, we as a country take that and learn from that. Learning from incidents as diverse as what happened to I-95 in Philadelphia, what happened to I-10 in Los Angeles, or another case that we're learning a lot from here, which is the 2007 collapse of I-35 West. Minnesota. Let me emphasize, that was a very different circumstance with very different causes. And the NTSB, by design, is independently leading the investigation of what those causes are. No question that we will take all of that information and apply it in our future work.
Mr. Governor.
So there you have Pete Buttigieg. And, of course, at a time like this, everybody is focused in on the tragedy of what happened, but also, and that was a very good question, how concerned should Americans be about the bridges that they're traversing? This certainly brings this up in a very, very big way and a very legitimate way as well, especially at a time when we spend money on just about everything else we can ever think of. Our nation's infrastructure also needs to be addressed in a very serious way. By the way, those that died on the bridge, we understand, were a road crew that was there. And again, this whole thing is just a terrible, terrible tragedy. And our condolences, of course, go out to the families of those that lost their lives. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition, and we are making our way through the overnights across America, as always. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to opine this morning, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, and you can send us a direct message right from there. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. Well, again, folks, we're still seeing the aftermath of this terrible bridge collapse. It is just really dramatic to me how that actually occurred. And I think a lot of people are asking the same question. How did it just come apart so very easily? So this obviously, and this again, this bridge is about 50 years old or so. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of questions as to why that occurred the way that it did, and then how do you prevent that in the future. And, of course, as we know, as we were mentioning just on the way out to the break, those that were killed appeared to have been a road crew that were fixing potholes on the bridge at that time. And, of course, now, as we understand, they have suspended the search. It has turned now to a recovery effort. And that, of course, in order to give the families some kind of closure if they can locate the bodies of their family members. And that's a very grisly thing to think about, to contemplate. But again, we're watching what happens here in this aftermath. But evidently, as I said, there was a mayday that went out from the ship. And it was anticipated that it was going to hit, but it was a very short amount of time for between that call and between the time it actually hit the bridge. And of course, at that time, everybody speculates, could this be a form of terrorism? What else could it be? Unfortunately, those things do run through your mind at that time. But what we understand now is that this does appear to be a terrible accident. Also, of course, there may be other hazardous materials involved as a result of this. And we understand that authorities are looking for that as well, any other kind of contamination into the port, this sort of thing. And the ship, as we know, was a Singapore flagged ship. Called the Dolly, almost 1,000 feet long, almost 160 feet wide, a massive amount of weight that would have plowed into that bridge. So all those things put together, of course, created that recipe for disaster. Something else that's, of course, now on everybody's mind because of the aftermath of this is that how is cargo going to be routed around all of this? This from Newsmax. Ports up and down the eastern seaboard are bracing for a flood of cargo that's been rerouted from the port of Baltimore after the early Tuesday morning collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Private sector distributors and port officials told The Hill that cargo shipments are being diverted as a result of this closure to the vessel, to vessel traffic, of course. But we do understand this, that according to one of the experts here, Baltimore is very significant in terms of consumer goods, cars, other things that the U.S. imports from abroad, according to a shipping analyst, John Kartsonis, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. This is not as significant in the commodities business. They do export coal from the Baltimore area, but probably what's going to be affected most is deliveries of new cars, for example. So in that particular vein, we're going to see hopefully a minimal impact into commerce, but it's going to have an impact. This actually from Breitbart. The Port of Baltimore has been brought to a standstill, of course, because of this collapse of the bridge. The Port of Baltimore was the 17th busiest port in the nation, ranked by total tons in 2021, according to the latest data available from the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. It's the fourth largest on the East Coast, outsized by the ports of New York, New Jersey, Virginia, and Savannah, Georgia. Governor Wes Moore said that the port handled a record 52.3 million tons of foreign cargo worth $80.8 billion in 2023. That was a record high. He also described the port as one of the largest economic generators in Maryland. Well, of course, and I absolutely would agree with that, I'm sure. It was the first in terms of the volume of automobiles and light trucks and what they call roll-on, roll-off heavy farm and construction machinery, imported sugar and imported gypsum, the governor's office said. Now, the closure of the port could create a serious supply chain disruptions for both consumer goods and industrial imports that go into goods manufactured in the U.S. It's unlikely that a lot of the lost capacity will be able to be absorbed by other ports in the eastern seaboard of the U.S. This raises the danger of additional inflation in the U.S., and, of course, inflation has fallen from the very high levels seen in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, but remains elevated, yes, that's an understatement, by historical standards. And above the levels the Federal Reserve considers appropriate for a healthy economy. In the first 2 months of this year, inflation has come in unexpectedly high, creating worries that disinflation may have faded. And as a matter of fact, later on when we talk with Chris Markowski, watchdog on Wall Street, we're going to be asking him about the CPI rate, and that's going to be at least above 3%. Well into this year, we understand. So that's going to have an impact on what happens with the cutting of interest rates, this kind of thing. So that is definitely, this particular tragedy is going to factor into all of this at some point. And again, we'll see exactly what happens. Now, before this happened, I'm sure the Fed was considering their rate cuts They might have curtailed back a little bit, I think, in terms of their outlook. But now with this particular issue, we're going to have to see how this sort of how this progresses in terms of disruptions and other kinds of economic impacts. But we shall see. We shall see. The one thing everybody does want to have happen is for inflation, obviously, to come down for obvious reasons. But from the political side of it all, I think you can bet your bottom dollar there's going to be some cuts, even if the Fed doesn't get to its 2% goal that it has been saying all along. And then suddenly it'll be okay. You know, well, you know, which, you know, 3.5%, that's all fine. We'll just go ahead and cut, you know, even though we haven't hit our goal, which I think is an arbitrary goal to a great degree anyway, because obviously you're going to have something happen for the Biden administration or the Biden campaign to try to make something out of as we go into this election season. Now, speaking of President Biden, and we're going to play this for you here, but it seems to me that we've got another case of Biden making another statement about something he did that never happened. I hate to say, but this, again, it's a very serious time. But here's what the president had to say about the bridge collapse in Baltimore before he went on to another area in North Carolina earlier on Tuesday. Let's listen in.
Before I leave for North Carolina, which I'm going to do in a few minutes, I want to speak briefly about the terrible incident and accident that happened in Baltimore this morning. At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our trainer by car. Been in Baltimore Harbor many times. And the bridge collapsed, sending several people and vehicles into the water, into the river, and multiple U.S. Coast Guard units, which are stationed.
So he gave a statement about this, but it does seem, it sounds like he said he's been over the bridge many times, either by train or by car. At least that's what some people are getting out of it. And, of course, I don't know that they ran trains over the bridge. But again, it's, you know, this is the kind of thing that that we're getting all the time now from Joe Biden. And it's a little concerning. It's a little concerning, wouldn't you say? But once again, we have more information about this today. And, you know, watching this video was just so unbelievable. And as we began to run the story last night, again, you're just sort of in awe that something like this could happen at that magnitude and that quickly. So, again, it begs the question, how are these things going to be protected? And do we have other potential disasters with other bridges? I think that's a very, very good question. Not to be an alarmist, but I think it does raise that legitimate question. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We got a lot more to tell you about today. A lot happening in politics, that's for sure. So stay right there.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden says the federal government will cover the costs of rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge, which collapsed following a collision with a cargo ship overnight.
We're going to spend all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency.
Biden called the event a tragic accident and said there's no evidence to suggest any deliberate wrongdoing. Following its debut on Wall Street Tuesday morning under the ticker symbol DJT, shares in former President Trump's social media company surged by over 50%. Reports indicate that Trump's net worth skyrocketed to $6.5 billion following the surge in stock price. For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made that ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there. And I want to see if you would agree with me on this. And that is, if Hamas starts to speak well of you, if Hamas gives you an attaboy, you might be on the wrong track on things. That's just my theory. That's just my idea. I'm pretty sure that you don't want Hamas to kind of think that you did anything good, because it's only going to be good for them, evidently. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I will explain myself here in just a moment. But I'll tell you this much. We are glad to hear this morning from Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of the great state of Oregon this morning. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 46 degrees and light rain. Praying for the families of the missing workers at the bridge incident. Well, you and me both, and I know so many people listening to this program, Richard, are definitely doing the same thing. And I appreciate your message very, very much. And he says, of course, Semper Fi, and Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. We appreciate it. And yes, that is the through line here. And that's something that we can do. We're very distant and so forth, but that's definitely something that that we can do in this. And, again, a very, very sad, terrible tragedy that unfolded in Baltimore. And, again, to some degree, maybe this will lead to inspection of other infrastructure. Maybe it will, again, lead to ways of protecting these kinds of things from this kind of a terrible accident that occurred. Just how unfortunate it was. But, again, we'll learn more as we go through the program this morning. Well, as I mentioned in the intro here to this segment, you don't want Hamas to say nice things about you. It's basically, this is from Newsweek, a senior Hamas official, remember Hamas has officials, everybody, has told Newsweek that the Palestinian movement has identified a shift in the United States' position toward Israel after Washington declined to back its allies' stance at the United Nations, a change the group believes is due to pressure being felt by President Joe Biden from home and abroad. So they're hailing this. After using its permanent member status to issue several vetoes against UN Security Council calls for a ceasefire since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war nearly 6 months ago, the U.S. abstained on Monday from the latest draft resolution demanding a cessation of hostilities throughout the Islamic month of Ramadan. The move drew condemnation from Israel, which canceled the high-level delegation set to visit Washington for talks this week. Hamas, usually deeply critical of the extensive political and military support the U.S. has extended to Israel, praised the passing of the resolution. So, in other words, thank you, Biden administration. Thank you, United States. You know, you're finally lining up here with what we want you to do. But I'm going to tell you this, though, too. They may hail this this act of voting, of abstaining from the vote, basically. They may hail that kind of thing, but it's not going to change anything about how Hamas or the Iranian backers, these different terror groups, whatever ilk they sort of come in. They're still going to hate the United States. They're still going to hate Americans. They're going to hate Israel. We know that. So no matter what, and all this designed to do what? To placate some voting groups, some interest groups, you know, in this case, particularly in Michigan, so that they have a better chance or a better thought of how they're doing in this presidential campaign. And I think, folks, that's just a terrible, terrible thing to have happen. The move drew condemnation, okay, so from Israel, that's right. Hamas, again, usually deeply critical of extensive political and military support, praised the passing of the resolution. The group believes Washington may be forced to make other tough decisions as pressure builds to find a solution to the deadliest ever flare-up in the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The White House and the Americans basically may be pressed, right, to find a solution to this. What is it? The deadliest ever flare-up. Yeah, I'm sure it is the deadliest ever flare-up. But, again, why did it flare up? I think that's one of the most important questions in this. We know the answer to that. It's not a hard question. It's not a trick question. It is, in fact, the fact that Hamas made this occur. They made this happen. They made a decision. And it wasn't a snap decision. It was something that was going on for at least 2 years prior in terms of what we understand about the training and the support coming from Tehran. So, my friends, you know, this is not at all something that is, this has now befallen us and we've got to find a solution to this problem. Nope. It's solely blame Hamas for this. And when you hear, government officials or political players or others, pundits and people chiming in, I really do think if we were united against Hamas, for example, and if the world was united against Hamas, you know, in principle here, as a united front, we would be making much more progress, not only in the world, but specifically in this particular conflict. And so, unfortunately, it sort of morphs into, well, both sides are fighting, and Israel has got the clear advantage, but they just keep pressing it, so we've got to have some kind of a ceasefire. Well, if we were just trying to get rid of Hamas, I think, number one, it would shorten the conflict, and in the long run, it would in fact save lives. Again, so the senior Hamas official, named Ghazi Hamad, talked to Newsweek. So again, they have officials that do things like talk to the press. Regarding the American administration, there is no doubt there are clear changes in its policy toward Israel. Yeah, well, what was his first clue, by the way? Was his first clue maybe, I don't know, Chuck Schumer going out and saying that there needed to be new elections and that Netanyahu has lost his way and that he's just sort of propping himself up and so on, and the people of Israel are now being restrained from being able to get to peace, basically? And, you know, again, that might have been his first clue, because they know as well as we do that United States senator like that, the majority leader, is not going to go out and make a policy speech without it being having the blessing of the administration, of the Democrat administration. And so that was their way of sort of getting all that out there. So, yeah, there has been a shift. There's no doubt about that. I hate to agree with Hamas senior official, but that's exactly what's happened. So, again, he says, regarding the American administration, there's no doubt there are clear changes in its policies toward Israel. And perhaps this is due to the stupid and foolish policy of the occupying state, otherwise known as Israel, which commits genocide, killing civilians, and starvation. You know, again, if this wasn't so serious, it would be laughable. It would be absolutely laughable to believe that the Hamas official is somehow trying to say, well, we're just going to play the victim here. Look at Big Bad Israel. Look at what they're doing. When in the charter of Hamas and many of these other terror organizations, their stated goal is to destroy Israel, to kill the Jews, right? This is really rich, isn't it? But they're masters at playing on the propaganda. They're masters at using this this whole situation to try to garner support. And they do get it. They get the support from commentators and politicians and government officials and so on and so forth, so much so that it becomes, well, this is all Netanyahu's fault. When in reality, if you were in your home in Israel right now and you hear rockets coming in and you know who's trying to kill you, it seems to me that you would not be interested too much and what some celebrity or what some American politician would say, because they're actually playing a different game. They're not playing the Save Israel game. You know, they're playing the Build Myself Up game. I hate to say it, but, you know, this is what we're observing. All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. We've got a great song lined up. Got some great suggestions, by the way. And we're going to keep you going through the overnight hours. I don't warn with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wednesday edition continues to fly by, everybody, and we're enjoying our flight across America this morning. We really are. And if you look out the left side of the aircraft, you can see the Grand Canyon, and of course, later on, we'll be pointing out, you know, some more landmarks as we go across the overnight hours throughout the U.S. Good morning again to everybody. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network, by the way. And we want to give a shout out to everybody at GCN this morning, working very hard for the program. We appreciate it very much. You know, they distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. And once again, we do appreciate them so very, very much. Somebody else, of course, that we appreciate is Driver Ron in the Denver area. And Driver Ron had a great suggestion, or actually two great suggestions this morning for the time when we play our song before we get to our national weather report, just to keep you going throughout the overnight hours. And driver Ron had very astutely noticed, of course, that we have a couple of different songs in rotation for our bumper that actually can be a pretty cool Rewind Wednesday song. Because those of you new to the program, you know, we've got Country Music Mondays. We got Times 2 Tuesdays. That's when we're going to play a song by the same artist. Two different songs, maybe one you've heard and another one that you might not be quite as familiar with, but same artist, that kind of thing. And then, of course, we've got Rewind Wednesday, where we kind of pick out some songs, you know, from back in the day and something that we can kind of bring back. So driver Ron does write in and he says, again, thanks for, we played The Warrior by Scandal and so forth. He says, to me, Rewind Wednesday is the perfect time to bring back a couple of great songs that have made it into your bumper music playlist. My first request is going to be Gloria by Laura Branigan, released back in 1982. Yeah, I agree. And then, of course, he's got another suggestion. You're going to have to stay tuned for next hour to hear what the next suggestion is. But we got a couple of great ones this hour and next hour, thanks to driver Ron. So here's Gloria, Laura Branigan, who passed away in recent times. But this song is one of those songs that just absolutely, when you hear it, even after so many years, you go, yeah, this is kind of cool. And yes, 1982, I remember it well. And this song was one of the songs you'd turn on your car radio and you'd hear this playing on it. So let's take a listen. Laura Branigan, Calling Gloria. Here we go.
I think you got
late great Laura Branigan, everybody. And this was such a big hit. I can't even tell you, but definitely Gloria was definitely a huge song back in those days. I don't know that Laura Branigan. I think she had another couple of hit songs, but I don't think they ever matched Gloria. But Laura Branigan was around for quite a time. But one of the cool things about that song. You know, it's got a lot of great production, especially evocative of that time period, you know, coming into the 80s. It's still 1982, but the bass on that, if you listen to the bass on that song, it's kind of doing its own cool thing, and it kind of pops, and it kind of keeps the energy of the song really going. So that's one little thing to sort of pick out on that one every time I hear it. And of course, the soaring vocal by Laura Branigan. All right, folks. Well, once again, thanks to Driver Ron. We've got another great song lined up, folks, for next hour. So you don't want to miss it. You want to stay tuned. Let's take a look at real quick here at the weather as we get you through your morning here. And this is from the National Weather Service. Severe weather potential over parts of the Upper Great Lakes tonight. Heavy to excessive rainfall possible over portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic, and unsettled weather returns to the northwest on Wednesday. As a matter of fact, just taking a look at some of the precipitation that we're seeing right now in terms of the radar map, yes, up in the Pacific Northwest, that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing a large band of weather and rain coming in from the Pacific down skirting Vancouver and the coast of Washington. This is going to be south of Seattle right now, but covering pretty much the entire west coast of Washington, but then down into Portland, Oregon, and heading a little southwest from there. The impact to Interstate 5 right now looks like it's minimal, just around the Portland area as we speak, so be careful there. And then down in the south part of Texas, we're going to see this is going to be down near a little south of El Dorado, a little west of Junction. This is all pretty much northwest of San Antonio, by the way. We got a large group of a large swath of rain in that area. Then coming east out of Amarillo, you're going to run into some rain mixed in with snow as you start heading through McLean over towards the border there with Oklahoma. So be aware of that. And then also for our friends in North Carolina around Charlotte, you've got rain and some lightning even in that area. This is going to continue through the northeast portion of South Carolina. Also, our friends in Macon, Georgia, and then parts of southern Georgia right now. And then our friends, of course, in Tallahassee. Looks like we got a lot of lightning indicators going on there right now. So rain and lightning, and that's going to extend southward down into the Gulf of Mexico. So be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. We'll review it, of course, next hour as we continue through the program. But right now we're going to start climbing up to the top of the hour. We're going to hear our top of the hour news. Of course, we'll get updated on everything. We'll come back and talk about everything. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we have much more to tell you about as we progress through this Wednesday edition. And I think we're off to a pretty good start. And you know what? Yes, I'm going to say it. Hour number one is now in the books.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.